every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
Welcome to SwamSwami.com, sports commentary and more. On today's show, let's talk about the green circles of basketball. Now stick with me here. Basketballs are round. They're simply a circular orb made of leather and filled with air. The goal of the game of basketball is to put this circular orb through a slightly larger circular destination called a hoop. Now, to win a game of basketball, you must put the circular orb through the circular hoop more times than your opponent does during the time allotted for the game. A brilliant analysis, huh? Well, stay with me, though. I've come up with this analogy after several days of pondering the current corruption trial in New York involving payoffs in college basketball for players by an assortment of shady characters. Head basketball coaches, assistant coaches, middlemen, family members, AAU coaches, hey, maybe even Santa Claus, who knows? Though it's not a surprise to anyone, it was revealed on Wednesday that a University of Arizona basketball player received payments of $10,000 per month from someone to play his one and only year of college basketball in 2017 and 18 for the Wildcats before bolting for the NBA. As the number one draft pick of the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton, A-Y-T-O-N, currently is paid $733,000 per month, or $8.8 million per year in the NBA. Now, from a purely economic perspective, DeAndre Ayton's alleged pay while at the University of Arizona, that was a relative bargain. However, in college athletics, though, it wouldn't have been legal. Why would someone pay a highly recruited high school athlete to come play at their school? Why, it's money, of course. It's not that the University of Arizona basketball program lacks for fans. The U of A has the longest streak of leading its conference in attendance in history, 34 seasons, and is second in the country only behind the University of Kentucky, which at 40 seasons is leading the SEC in attendance. With over 14,000 seats filled for about 20 home games every season, the Wildcats men's basketball team generates about $10 million annually in profits.
Excellent.
For the university's athletic programs. Now, that positive revenue from the men's basketball team is used to help defray the cost of other athletics programs at the university, some such as like swimming or golf, whose expenses are higher than the revenues they generate. There's that money again. Now, the other college program which is receiving the negative spotlight in the college basketball scandal recently is LSU. While it was earlier revealed that someone may have offered to pay Baton Rouge freshman Javonte Smart an amount equal to the, quote, NBA rookie minimum, which is about $800,000 per year, during this week's ongoing college basketball scandal hearing, it was revealed that yet another LSU freshman, Naz Reid from New Jersey, may have been offered up to $300,000 to play in his one and only season this year in Baton Rouge. LSU's young basketball coach, Will Wade, has turned around the once moribund hoops program in Baton Rouge in just two seasons. After the team went 10-21 2 years ago, Will Wade's first year at LSU improved the record to 18-15. Well, this year, in his second season, the Tigers won the SEC for the first time in about 10 years with a 28-7 regular season record. In the case of LSU, the suspicions are high as to how Coach Wade was able to recruit so many high-level basketball players to the program. Following the money would be a good possibility. Well, what's going to happen? Most of us would like to think that the NCAA, the governing body of college athletics, would bring the hammer down on those universities involved in this growing basketball scandal. In order to make sure that these travesties never happen again, the NCAA must step in and do something for the integrity of college athletics, right? Huh, think again. The NCAA makes millions of dollars every season by showcasing these same college athletes on the basketball court in the NCAA's annual March Madness Championships, too. If the NCAA were to seriously police the programs and enforce their own rules across the board, the current men's college basketball tournament would be much less financially attractive as well. Ah, there's that money issue again. Since everyone in this scandal, and we haven't even started to mention the AAU, the shoe companies, and the shady middlemen, has a monetary interest in keeping the status quo, I suspect that we will eventually have more coaches and assistants relieved of their duties soon by their respective universities under some indirect pressure from the NCAA to, wink, wink, do something. I also suspect that the NCAA's rulebook, which is already far too voluminous and confusing for most of us, will slap another few hundred pages of rules in it and expect that college athletic programs will live by these amended rules in the future, until it happens again. Wash, rinse, repeat. Every year, there are hundreds of millions of dollars, primarily originating from a number of athletics apparel companies which are subsidizing teams in the AAU, the high schools, and college sports in order to advertise their overly priced gear to potential young buyers, being doled out through an incredibly sophisticated web of distribution with each party taking their financial cuts. The current college basketball scandal's complexity reminds some people of the way that alcohol continued to be produced and distributed during the so-called prohibition period of the 1920s and early 30s. Despite alcohol being declared illegal during that period, a sophisticated and secretive market evolved and existed to take their cut of the money being doled out by a nation of willing alcohol buyers. Good old supply and demand. Today's green circles of cash, which have been corrupting so-called amateur basketball, are so deep that they boggle your mind when thinking about all of the participants. If no one in these green circles of cash, though, is willing to slit their own financial throats, why should anyone be surprised when the next aha cheating moment in college basketball occurs? I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.